Welcome to episode 251 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. In the lead-up to Christmas, I always do my best to keep the momentum going. But as we all know, it can be all too tempting just to switch off in those final few days. Now, luckily, I've been kept really busy this past week, thanks to a trip to Wales with Mercedes-Benz. More about that follows in the next podcast, but in this edition, I'm sharing some thoughts about my Adventure on Your Doorstep talk, which I once again gave to a camera club the day before I headed up country. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 251! It's just about 10:30 in the evening, and as I record this, I am in the car driving home from giving a presentation to a camera club. And it was very enjoyable. I think it was well received. And I thought I'd just talk a little bit about the presentation, some of the things that I discussed, and also just kind of reflect on some of the things that might have changed since the last time I gave this talk, because I noticed a shift in myself and some of the nature of what I was talking about. So, first of all, the name of the talk, the title, was Adventure on Your Doorstep. Now, this is a kind of like a phrase, a term that has come to be used quite a bit, I suppose. I don't know that I was the first to ever use it. I'm sure I probably wasn't, but it just seems to be out there quite a lot now. But the premise behind what I was talking about was this idea that if you want to get out and take pictures of, you know, adventure, you don't have to go to the Alps or up to Snowdonia or Scotland, or the Cairngorms, any of this sort of thing. Whilst that is all really good fun, and it is adventurous, and it's, you know, it gives you a great challenge. A lot of the time, you can have a real adventure, both for the outdoors and in terms of pushing your photography. You can do that locally. You don't have to go very far. And that is the premise behind this talk. Now, I will link to a podcast that I recorded in the past, which was the same talk. And if you so wish, you can listen to me sharing a few thoughts about that. Now, I think I've actually got a recording of the actual presentation. On this occasion, I didn't actually record myself talking, which is why I'm just giving you a few thoughts about it now. So, one of the things that I always make a point of talking about is the technology. The camping equipment is something, but The photography gear that I use, that other people can use, and some of those either misconceptions or assumptions that people have about what you need in order to get the pictures, the sort of pictures that capture these adventures. I use Nikon. Sometimes I travel with quite a bit of kit, sort of two or three lenses, tripods, maybe a flash gun, odds and ends, and then the camping equipment if needed. Other times I like to just work with one camera, one lens, as regular listeners will know, and maybe a lightweight tripod. Other occasions I just use either a point and shoot or the camera on my phone. And as I have said before, and I explained in this talk, there have been instances, or one in particular I remember, whereby I shot on my DSLR, but I shot a load of stuff also on my phone, submitted something like 25 pictures in total, including both setups. 15 were published, and of those 15, 12 of them were shot on my phone. So it just goes to show that as long as the quality is good enough and the content, you know, people often talk about content is king, as long as the pictures are saying what they need to, that is, of course, the most important thing. So dispelling a few myths about that was good fun. I think people were genuinely maybe taken aback a little bit. I actually asked them, I said, look, do you, when you have other photographers coming to talk, do you often find that there is a certain, I don't know, it's not bragging, but a certain, like, look at me, look at the kit I use, and that sort of thing. And they said, yeah, that is often the case, which is no surprise to me. I also, you know, I said to them, do you find often that there is this kind of feeling whereby the photographers are showing their lovely pictures and, you know, you kind of, they're not accessible, like the photographers make themselves almost inaccessible in that they don't want feedback, they don't want to open it up to the room, they don't want to be challenged, they want people to just tell them how brilliant their pictures are, sit there and go, wow, isn't that amazing? And again, they said, yeah, that is often the case. So it was a bit of a surprise for them, I think, when I showed a number of pictures where I said, look, what do you reckon? Do you think that works? And they, you know, I said, as I often do, I said, look, I'm not going to take it personally. I genuinely, I know what I think. I genuinely just want to get feedback. What do you reckon? And there was one picture in particular where they said, no, it doesn't work. I think I said, is the background too cluttered or something? And they said, yeah, it's too cluttered. And I said, yeah, I agree with you, actually. At the time, I liked it, but, you know, I put this picture in here because I still like the picture, but I am, you know, very honest in that I can see that it is not without its faults. And I said to him, I said, does that come to you as somewhat sort of like a breath of fresh air? And they said, yeah, it's, you know, you don't often get photographers, you know, certainly professional photographers that are coming to talk about their photography, kind of being so honest and down to earth. And I said, this is the whole point of my talk, is making these experiences, this adventure, this getting these, you know, recording these pictures of your adventures, trying to make it accessible and kind of making it clear that everyone can do it. And often it's not about who's got the best camera set up and, you know, going to the most glamorous locations. So one of the things that was nice was that there was that feedback. And I tried to give a mix of pictures that showed there was a little bit of behind the scenes, not too much, because I know that these clubs, they like to see nice pictures. And so I had to sort of satisfy that. But again, even the nice pictures, you know, you're always trying to gauge your reaction. And if it was a little bit quiet, I sort of tried to push it a little bit and see if I could get some feedback. And during the break, like the tea break in the middle, and then at the end, there were a few people that came up to have some conversations, and then, you know, even then would maybe challenge a little bit on, you know, what, you know, one gentleman, for example, he said, I'd just shown a picture which was, I talked about how, you know, there was this thing where people loved the whole HDR, high dynamic range pictures, which can look, you know, when done subtly, it can be really rather nice. Another way of using the technique makes the pictures so hyper-real that they become almost like, not fantasy pictures, but it just doesn't look real. And that, I suppose, is part of the appeal, part of the charm, whatever you want to call it. It's never been something that I really went into, but there is a sort of a subtle technique that I use, which kind of, it borrows from that a little bit. Like I say, it's very kind of subtle, but it just gives a bit of edginess to pictures, and you should use it sparingly. You know, the subject has to fit it properly, and that all comes down to being aware of your subject and what you're trying to say. Again, telling your story, because that's what photography is all about. The lighting that's used, if you're using bare bulb flash, for example, where, you know, there's no diffusion over the flash, or if it's very bright sunshine, that works well with this technique. And it's, you know, this gentleman came out to me in the break, I think it was, and he said, you know, I'm interested to know, he says, I really like the picture, I want, you know, there's a white panel in this particular picture and the rest like red background, you know, I would like to have seen that red. I understand that that's what was there. And we said, you know, that's a fair point. However, I personally think that it adds something to it. But like I said to him, I said, no, that's a fair point. But if, you know, imagine if that had been red, just like the rest of it, there was a picture with a motorbike leant up against this backdrop. The bike, like the saddle, would have sort of been lost, would have blended into that background. But where it was white and the saddle was, I think, red or black, it gave that separation, which was important. And he said, oh yeah, I can see that. So it was all, yeah, it's these conversations. This is what I love about photography. You know, you can, as long as you're open to hearing other ideas, no one's right or wrong. It's a creative medium, and it's all about the freedom of expression and what you're trying to say and do and all this. You know, it's nice to have those, nice to have the feedback and to just have those open, honest conversations. So he was saying about he really liked this picture, you know, anyway, and he liked that this HDR-esque sort of, you know, technique really lent itself, which was great. Now, bear with me, I'm just navigating my way. You can probably hear the sat nav in the background. It's absolutely pitch dark. It's been raining heavily today. It's not at the moment, but you know, I just have to watch the big flooding that we've got in places here. But now I've got a 17 mile stretch where I don't have to worry too much about roundabouts and all that sort of thing. So yeah, really, really nice to have those conversations. Nice to share some, you know, some images which I haven't shared before. A lot of it I have shared before. It was interesting, actually, you look at the demographic of this camera club, and as is often the case, camera clubs, they often have, shall we say, a slightly older membership. That's not to say that everyone's sat there in their 70s, but you don't generally get people that are, say, under or up to, say, 25, or, you know, you get 30 somethings maybe, but most of the time they're, you know, coming up to a retirement age or sort of late 40s, 50s, something like that. So when I said to them, I kind of touched upon Instagram, and there was a slight kind of hush in the room, and I said, do any of you use Instagram? And I don't think anyone really did, so that's fine. It's, you know, A, it's not for everyone, but B, not everyone knows about it. Because why would you? If it's not your thing and you're, you know, if it's these platforms are targeted at a certain age group or demographic, it stands to reason that not everyone is going to be using the platform. But I was merely just trying to say a lot of these pictures, these behind the scenes ones, I share on Instagram and that sort of thing. Now, I did actually share two videos, and I'll link to these in the show notes, but one of them was the Big Wild Sleep Out that I did a couple of years ago, where I did a hammock camping, wild camp in a woodland. A lot of you will remember that. And I made a video, and even then I had a two-part behind-the-scenes video to go along with the feature film. And the other one was a video all about bluebells, bluebell woodland, just after they just got turned over, sort of past their best. And, you know, it seemed to be quite, again, quite well received. I like to push things a little bit, see if I can sort of, in the nicest possible sense, provoke people. So that was nice, I think. What else can I tell you? It's something that I find when I give talks to camera clubs, it's still the case that often these clubs, they get speakers in, and it's kind of like the given format is speaker stands there for like 2 hours with a break in the middle or thereabouts, say 2 hours, and they talk about how lovely their pictures are, and then if you're lucky you get a Q&A at the end where the audience can ask, oh, you know, in the picture that you shared near the beginning, which was this, I don't know, boat on the water, or the, you know, the bike flying through the air, whatever it might be, just wondering, how did you achieve that effect, or what was your choice of lens, or, you know, that's fine. But I just think, isn't it so much better just to A, allow yourself to be open to questions as you go along? I always like to prompt people and say, you know, from time to time I'll say, you know, any questions at this point? And sometimes people say yes and ask, and other times it's just everyone keeps quiet, which is fine. So, you know, I made it clear right from the start. I said, look, there are two things here. First of all, I'm not one of these speakers who just stands still or sits still and talks at his audience. I like to move around. I might be quite animated. That's just how I am. If you don't like that, really sorry, but there we go. The other thing is, you know, I believe that you should be able to ask questions as I go along. So if there's anything you want to know, just shout it out. Just ask. And like I say, that sort of approach was, I ran it past the, you know, the powers that be to begin with, and they said, oh yeah, that'll be great. And sure enough, it seemed to be well received. So yeah, that was all in all, you know, a really nice evening. What else can I tell you? You know, there's not a lot to say really, because it is kind of one of those presentations. The topic is right there in a nutshell. I talked about camping, I talked about doing overnighters, I talked about just going for walks with a camera or just with your phone, and it was just pretty much self-explanatory. Now, for those of you listening to this, like I say, you could go and listen to previous recordings that I have made, where I have either shared the actual recording at the time or done one of these kind of follow-up recordings. If you are wondering about getting outdoors, taking pictures and recording your adventure, and even just how to go about having an adventure, like I say, it doesn't have to be anything more than getting outside for an hour in your lunch break. You know, how you go about it. How do you, for example, go on holiday with your camera kit and tread very carefully so that you don't end up turning it into a photo trip and alienate your family who you're supposed to be on a well-deserved holiday with. Yeah, so I don't think I'm going to extend this recording any further because, like I say, if you've got any questions, you can always ask, but I don't want to just keep going over the same thing. For those of you that are, you know, thinking about giving talks to camera clubs or any sort of club or business group or anything like that, you know, there are ways to go about it. There are kind of tricks to go about it. The great thing with photography or like presenting to camera clubs, of course, is that you're not just sharing a load of slides with text on them, which are really boring. You want to make it interesting, and of course the photographs do a good job for that. There's, you know, you have all the variety, colour, black and white, stories that go with them, behind the scenes, the actual pictures. Like I say, I've started putting in a video in my presentations, and you know, it's well received. People like the kind of I suppose a change of pace, really. But no, all in all, really nice evening. So as I record this, I've got about probably another half an hour, just under a half an hour until I get home, and I'm going to probably have a cup of tea, something quickly to eat. And then tomorrow, I am due to be heading up to Wolverhampton and North Wales, where I have got a rather interesting opportunity. I've been invited to go and see the launch of a new Mercedes car, the X-Class, I think they call it. And we're going to be possibly doing some off-roading, going up there with my good friend Tom Kent, who a lot of you will have heard me talk about. He's a musician, but he also does sort of car reviews, that sort of thing. It's all tied in with the music thing. But he said, look, you know, this is all about the kind of like more rugged sort of the X-Class. Could be quite interesting. So I got the invites through him up there. So I'm going to be shooting some pictures. Don't know what to expect. Well, I sort of know roughly what to expect, but I don't know what is going to happen. There was some question as to whether I might have been going up there after all, because the weather has been really pretty harsh with snow up mid-country recently. We don't have it down here, just rain and cold. But it appears to, I gather, it's sort of cleared quite a bit. So, you know, it could be fun. My plan is to do a little sort of behind-the-scenes video, mostly shot, I would imagine, on my Canon G7X point-and-shoot. I'll link to that in the show notes. Maybe a bit on my phone. But I'm going to be taking my DSLR kit. I won't talk anything any more about that in this recording because I will do some podcasting whilst I'm there. On the way there, on the way back maybe, and so there'll be some content coming your way in the fullness of time. So, a very brief overview of what I've been up to this evening. I hope that's been a bit of interest. If you've got any questions, like I say, do let me know, but for now I will leave it there.
As I said, next week's podcast will be centred around my trip to Wales with Mercedes-Benz. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a fantastic Christmas, and I will speak to you all very soon.